Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fernando Arroyo. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The DH, Rich Chiles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive towards the mound. Thormudsgaard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Carew moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. Weiniger goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Adams reaches second base with a double. Bostock scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Jim Crawford now pitching. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bostock strikes out. One out. Bob Gorenski pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to third. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Rich Childs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Gorenski moves to second. It's 5-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gorenski moves to third. Cusick moves to second. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford is walked intentionally. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Gorenski now playing left field. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bostock. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Kemp goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Twins. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bostock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gorenski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Carew moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Carew scores. Weiniger scores. Gorenski moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-1, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randall moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bostock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randall scores. Weiniger moves to third. It's 9-1, Twins. Steve Grilly now pitching. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gorenski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thormudsgaard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Kuzic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzic is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Kuzic takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gorenski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Gorenski reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. Weiniger scores. Bostock moves to third. It's 11-1, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Verizer hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Gorenski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-4 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ford strikes out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilcox, and towards Rodriguez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to second. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.